All right. Well, we're talking some baseball right now with Marblehead. I was going to say Marblehead baseball coach, but that doesn't fit in either. Marblehead coach of coaches here, coaching everything, Mike Giardi. But Mike, you are the head coach at baseball, and welcome back to MSO.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It's great to talk about an upcoming season, that's for sure. And, you know, we're real excited, an opportunity to get back on the field with the kids and get outside and play some baseball. And obviously, you know, just getting outside is a plus, but getting on the field is the plus. But, you know, for baseball this year, we have a tournament too, so it should be an exciting year for us.
Yeah, I want to get to that. But Coach, I think the first thing I want to ask you about is that you coach in all season. Really a four-season or more coach in high school and in the summertime and so on. And so you've been able to work with the kids and be with the kids from actually last spring on. Now, I want to get to the effects of not having a spring baseball last year, but first I'd like to ask you, Mike, about getting into the season in September where everything was up in the air and, you know, the kids were remote or hybrid or whatever. But then you got some sports in. You got to practice. You got basketball in. You got hockey in. And now you just finished football. So what has that transition been like? Because I'm sure some of these kids also play baseball for you.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. And I think that we're, you know, we hear this word all the time, the new normal. I think we're getting back to a little bit of what we consider normal. You know, we have Marblehead High School has finally gone back to full classes. We've been about a month of that now, full days. As you said, we started the year remote. We ended last year remote, and that disconnect obviously, I think, impacts players, not just, you know, student athletes, I should say. It affects them emotionally, mentally, and it's tough. Getting back and starting to have games and starting them to, you know, we put in games on TV and YouTube or whatnot, just getting some people to get engaged, and it just became better and better, and this year, I think now with the spring sports, doing the way we are now, I think it's just great. The kids are really excited, and they're looking forward to closing out this school year with the last spring sports, and they're really, really excited. It's awesome. It's great.
I know that, excuse me, during football season, I think in all seasons, the coaches in the area tried to make it, put an extra focus, I think is the right word, on the seniors. Because, you know, seniors missed so much last year as juniors and now in the senior year. And the schools that have had great success, of course, athletically in football were those who had a bunch of seniors. But I guess my point is, Mike, you guys were off a complete year. I mean, no one else missed that much. There was no 2020 baseball season for you guys. So what's the focus right now preseason? What have you done? What's the organization and all that stuff? Tell me how it's gone.
Yeah, you know, I think we looked the other day. Our last game was a tournament game against Woburn. It was June 12th of 2019.
Yep.
I mean, that's the last time we had a game. And as you know, the schools essentially literally shut down the Friday before spring season was supposed to start last year. We didn't have anything. And we kept getting like that bad hezzy fake, you know, hey, we're going to be shut down for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, yeah.
It always seemed to be that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was tough for our seniors that we had last year. We had some great kids, and we were looking forward to a really, really good year. And those kids really stepped up for us and talked to all the younger kids about what they needed to do as we moved into this year. And it was great. It was really, really good for our kids to hear that. We've had the advantage. I think we've had some kids that were freshmen on our varsity team and that played a lot, and we had some sophomores that played a lot, and those kids are now, you know, juniors and seniors mm-hmm. in the program, and that's huge. And we've had a lot of kids that, I think that maturity level that comes in seniors is being able to identify your role on the team and your role as a leader, too. And we've got some great, great players that are doing that right now for us, and they start to identify the needs. I mean, for me as a teacher, I get out of school technically at 2:55, but by the time I get dressed and get down to the field, it's 3:30, and my assistant coaches are there, and the players are already on the field, already stretching, and that's because of our senior leadership. Like they get they get the cages all set up, they get the turtle shell out there, the L screens out there, and we're ready to go, and we can get a quality practice in and be done and off the field by like, you know, 5:15, and get a lot of work in because those guys are taking charge right away, and, you know, they just know what we need, and they've seen it,
Geez, you know, yeah, I hear that more and more, Mike, and it's almost, I don't want to say it's a war setting, because good God, I wouldn't want to make that analogy, but these kids have found a way to mature, in certain ways. Obviously, they're still kids, but that kind of thing, taking that responsibility and understanding, you know, what we have, we can't take for granted. Man, that's something that I did not expect to get out of this, and you've seen it, I'm sure, in the classroom as well, how mature and responsibly, these kids have handled this.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger things is, you know, you try to, as much as we're teaching them to read and write and do math and science, the big thing is we're teaching them life skills. And this is probably the biggest challenge slash test that we've had over the last year and a half or so of things that we've had to deal with. And the kids are the ones that, they're resilient. They've been great and they figure out a way. They're going to figure out a way. And the kids that are struggling a little bit, their friends have been able to help them out, especially now as we're getting back into it. And I think athletically, that's one of the bigger things. I think we're seeing some summer baseball at the end of last year into some fall baseball for a lot of kids.
Right.
Helped. Opening things up at the school level has helped. And now the kids are really starting to get a hold of how things should be. And they found that comfort zone. You know, it's very rarely that we have, you know, it's rare that I have to yell out, hey, get your mask on, or do that. And the kids just understand it. You know, they know how to take charge. It's, you know, the days of yelling at kids for doing this or doing that are long gone, because we don't have to, because
that's awesome.
We realize
that's awesome.
They may not have it. They may not have something in 2 months. It could be taken away. I mean, our hoop season, unfortunately, we were shut down for the last five games. Our program was shut down. And you don't know if it could ever happen again. So the kids are like, you know what? Let's do it right, because it may not be there tomorrow. And they've just given us their all because of that. Really good.
What did you expect from your guys when you put them on the field a week or so ago? And where are they right now, Coach, in terms of, you know, preseason tryouts and that stuff? Because as you said, 2 years, you know, those sophomores are now seniors. So what have you seen?
You know, today, you know, we unfortunately did not have any full, full scrimmages against anybody. It's obviously tough when you're just going out practice. We did do an inter-squad one day. I will say we have a lot of depth. You know, as a coach, it's great. It's also bad because I got some tough decisions to make. You know, who's going to do what? I think the one plus is the fact that it's an open tournament this year, so we can start letting kids have a little bit of a feel. You know, when you have the tournament where you have to win 50% of your game, so, you know, 20 game season, you got to win 10 games. Well, those are tough because you don't want to get down to the end where all of a sudden you're 9-9 or 9-10 and you need that last one and you haven't figured it out yet to get in. We have an advantage now that, yeah, we could stumble a little bit, but try to figure it out together as a team as to where everybody exactly fits and then get ready to really make a push in the tournament. So I think that's one of the big pluses for us. And as I said, all of our kids are at a good level. They've been playing a lot of baseball outside of high school, and it shows. It shows, and it shows both mentally and physically. The kids are able to do a lot, and it's been really, really good.
Has the NEC played under those new pitch count rules? I don't remember.
No, because last year was supposed to be the first year it's going in. So let me tell you, that's it's a good thing I'm a math guy. You know,
me too.
It's one of those things, like, is, you know, if it's over this, you got this, and that many days.
Yep.
And I will say, strategically, it's going to make it a little bit different, and it also makes it a little bit different based on, you know, what are you going to have to do in terms of the number of players that you carry? Because, you know, if a kid goes over that pitch count, all of a sudden, you know, you got to look to the next guy a couple of days later. And if rainouts happen, or, you know, if teams can't play because of various COVID situations and then games get backed up, you're going to have to, you're going to need a big roster to get things going.
Well, you're a logician, Mike, so I ain't worried about that. You'll be all set with the numbers. Tell me, Coach, a couple more questions here. First of all, who are some of the names we should be listening for that you expect leadership from?
Well, you know, we do have a few returning players from our team from 2 years ago. Godot Gaskins is in center field. One of the best defensive outfielders I've seen, is particularly with his range. He's got great speed. He was a wide receiver on the football team, a great track star. He's done a really good job. And you know, one of the things you always look for is up the middle, and having him in center and being able to take charge is great. Charlie Titus is a senior. He's back behind the dish for us. He's been playing since his freshman year, catching a ton for us as a freshman and sophomore, and now being a senior leader. And that's huge too, as we said, being able to control things up the middle and having a guy that can see the whole game and has seen it from that perspective is big. You know, at shortstop, Liam McElroy is a junior. He's returning. Didn't see as much time his freshman year because he was banged up. He was on the varsity. He broke one of his fingers and wasn't able to get going until the end. But it, like you said, there's a shortstop that you're looking to have. So up the middle, we're strong. We're really in a good position. Enrique Quinones, he's a little bit banged up, but he's our second baseman that we were looking at as well. So, you know, having that strength is huge. Skyler Schmidt is a junior in right field. He started as a freshman 2 years ago with Brady Lavender, another freshman. Brady's out for the year. He banged up his leg in basketball. That damn basketball coach put in.
Well, you should get all over that basketball coach, Mike.
Yeah, you know, and then on the mound, returning guy for us is Ben Weed. He started for us as a sophomore, had a great year, really did a great job, got us our first win in the tournament, just pitched really, really well. And then as a junior coming up, now a senior, you know, missed last year. We talked to him about what our expectations were going to be for him last year, and he's really stepped up, and that's Jacob Scherf. Done a really, really good job. He's somebody that was on JV as a sophomore and obviously missed last season. He's a lefty first baseman pitcher, can run the outfield as well. Tommy Groom is another senior. He's over at third base. We're looking at him as third base DH. Andy Burke, another senior out in left field. Now, Burke, Groom, and Surf all play JV as sophomores, but have done a great job really putting things together. And like I said, that when you have that senior leadership out there, and then you start mixing in your sophomores and juniors, I mean, the depth on our team is, you know, we're going to have guys that are probably going to be playing some JV that on some, maybe on some other rosters, might be varsity players. But we just, you know, that's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really excited about that, you know.
Coach, is there any way to know what the conference is going to look like? Because, you know, traditionally it's Danvers, Swampscott, Marblehead, Gloucester, you know, Peabody. But we sort of have to wait till we get out of the gate type thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just looking at depth. I know that a lot of programs are struggling to put three teams together, varsity, JV, and freshman. I think when you look at that might help you a little bit. And I think that pitch count rule might limit, you know, the days of having Jeff Duden and Doug Canny go out there and throw 90 pitches and complete a game on Monday and then throw a game on Friday are, I think, long gone, unfortunately. You know, I think that depth of pitching, as I said, Ben Weed, Surf, and a ton of juniors, and actually I even forgot Albino Neto, and Dino has another senior that, you know, was supposed to, he pitched as a sophomore a little bit, but lost his junior year. So I think when you look at it, everybody's kind of going to be in the same boat, and matchups are going to be tough, but I think the big thing for any team is, not so much to worry about the Northeast Conference Championship, but to look at that, getting yourself ready for those tournament runs, and that's
very
a big thing.
Very, very good, very interesting. Now, who do you open up with and when?
Well, amazingly enough, why not end your football season against Swampscott? Oh. Your baseball season against Swampscott.
Oh my!
We're supposed to play Wednesday. You know, the weather does not look that great, but, you know, we're supposed to play Swampscott Wednesday in Marblehead, and then on Friday we're supposed to travel to Winthrop. You know, depending on the weather and exactly where we are, we might have to push that for Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday. You know, we'll have to see what's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We talked about the pitch count, and then, of course, you got spring weather, so that's going to make it fun, too. Coach, final thoughts about Marblehead baseball?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be on the field this year. It's going to be really, really good. It's got, you know, we've got a great bunch of kids and a great bunch of leaders, and the staff is as usual, just a lot of fun to be around. We have a lot of fun joking and running around smiling with the kids, although who knows if they're smiling, right?
Right.
But, you know, we're having fun right now, and we're just excited for that first pitch, you know, over 600 days since our last game out here, you know.
So amazing, yep.
We'll, we'll get it on Wednesday, that's for sure.
Marblehead High School baseball coach and multiple Hall of Famer in sports, Mike Giardi. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.